Oh, my heart is beating so in anticipation with meeting Guy. I certainly hope I am well favored. Looking glass, looking glass, how should I look? Am I more endearing, shyly peering up from a book? Or with my neck held so to affect a cameo? Looking glass, looking glass, what do you say? What would be more fitting, standing, sitting, or turned away, than spin with breathless grace and receive him face to face? First impressions matter, after all we'll just have met. Shall I be flip or quaint or chipper? Does this angle flatter? Shall I play the gay coquette and show a tip of dainty slipper? Answer me, looking glass, surely you know. Shall I be elusive or effusive in my hello? And when we meet, should I call him sir or call him Guy? What's to be expected of my betrothed? What if his heart's not won? What if I'm rejected, uncared for, loathed? Perhaps I'd better run. Thank you for this chat, looking glass. Sorry, what was that, looking glass? You're so right, looking glass. I am well bred, wealthy, youthful, stunning, graceful, cunning, soon to be wed. It's futile to foresee what will be, so I'll beguile, dear Guy, not by facades, at odds with who I truly am. No sham, no guise, that lies be it, to wit, the pert flirt, the staid maid, the coy toy, the wishy, and trust to just